أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وجاءت سيارة فأرسلوا واردهم فأدلى دلوه قال يا بشرى هذا غلام وأسروه بضاعة والله عليم بما يعملون. In the ayat that we discussed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of how the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam returned to their father at nightfall, and they had claimed that Yusuf alayhi salam was devoured by wolf. They presented his shirt, his upper garment to the father, which was stained in false blood, and Yaqub alayhi salam, the father, realized that his sons were telling a lie, and he advised them that they were deceived by their desires and by their lower selves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in ayah number 19 of Surah Yusuf moves on to the next scene. Allah speaks of a caravan. There was this huge caravan, a group of travelers. They were traveling from Egypt to Syria. And subhanAllah, they veered off the route. We might call it accidental, but this was the divine arrangement from Allah. Allah caused this group of travelers to lose their way, and as a result, they ended up in this area, in this region, where that pit was, where the well was, in which Yusuf alayhi salam was lowered. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَجَاءَتْ سَيَّارَةً. Sayyarah refers to a caravan, anything that moves, anything that transports, even the motor vehicles that we use, we call it sayyarah. Why? Because it is constantly moving. Sayyarah means one that's constantly moving from one place to another. Originally, it refers to a caravan, these huge caravans, groups of people who travel from one destination to the other, primarily for trade purposes. So they ended up, they may call it accidental, we know this is the divine planning and arrangement from Allah, and sometimes something happens in your life, goes into a different direction, and initially you think that this is accidental, but at the end you realize, subhanAllah, that was the divine plan of Allah. So they come to that region and they come to that area, they settle there, they take a break, perhaps to spend the night over there. فَأَرْسَلُوا وَارِدَهُمْ. They were in need of some water and they wanted to have something to drink. So in the past, every group of travelers, they would have a vanguard, a person who would move in front of the caravan, and he was responsible for attending to the errands and the needs of the people of the caravan. So when they arrived at this area, they sent, Allah says, they sent their warid. Their warid is the vanguard or the one who moves in front of them. فَأَدْلَى دَلْوَى. They sent him to search for some water. He came to this pit, he found this pit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused him to arrive at that exact location where Yusuf alayhi salam was lowered. فَأَدْلَى دَلْوَى. He lowered his bucket into the well. Yusuf alayhi salam saw this bucket coming down, had a rope attached to it. He knew this is divine intervention from Allah. He held on to the rope of this bucket. And this person, his name was Malik, by the way. Malik was the name of this vanguard. Malik started drawing out the bucket and was quite surprised at why the bucket was so heavy. And subhanAllah, can you imagine, as he drew the bucket up here, he sees this most beautiful and most handsome young boy emerging from the depth of a dark, deep, deserted well, in some deserted forest and land. Can you imagine what must have went through his mind? And we know the beauty of Yusuf alayhi salam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that half of beauty was given to Yusuf. Half of beauty was given to Yusuf and the other half was divided amongst the creation of Allah. So it was like a full moon that rose out of that well. He was so ecstatic, so amazed, so blown away by this. Qal, he exclaimed, Ya Bushra, Ya Bushra, an expression of extreme amazement and surprise. Oh, what good news, Ya Bushra. That is how we translate it literally. Hada Ghulam, this is a boy. I expected water. Hada Ghulam. Wa sarruhu bida'a. Yehuda, who would take food. So we spoke of Yehuda. During the 3 days Yusuf alayhi salam was in the well, he was the one who would secretly arrive at the well and lower food for Yusuf alayhi salam. He came the next day, he realized Yusuf is not there. He went back to the brothers and said, listen, Yusuf is gone. Someone has taken him out. Let us go and investigate. Maybe he made his way out of the well and he'll come back home and inform our father of what actually happened. So quickly the brothers went and they went to investigate. They found these travelers. They came across them. And it just shows that they felt no guilt for what they had done. Because here was an opportunity. Here was an opportunity, you know, if there was some remorse, some guilt. But 3 days later, they come, they detected the travelers and they found Yusuf alayhi salam amongst them. What did they say to the travelers? They said to them that, listen, this is our slave boy. He's our slave. He's a runaway slave. He ran away from us. Okay? And look, it's fine. We don't want him anymore, but we want a price. We want a price. We want some payment for him. So the people of the caravan, Malik and his companions, were obviously afraid that these youngsters might harm us or hurt us. وَأَسَرُّهُ بِضَاعَ Allah says, they concealed him as merchandise. Who is that? The brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam. They concealed him, meaning they concealed his true identity. And they claimed he was some merchandise, that he is good to be sold. Alama Qurtubi rahmatullah alayhi explains here, Wallahu, Allah says, Wallahu alimun bima ya'malun. But Allah was fully aware of all what they were doing. The brothers, Allah was fully aware of what they were up to. And it is a consolation and a comfort for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Allah is fully aware of what is happening to you. Remember the background to the revelation of Surah to Yusuf. وَشَرَوْهُ بِثَمَّنٍ بَخْسٍ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they sold him bithamanin bakhsin. Thamanin bakhs, a paltry price, a small price. They sold Yusuf alayhi salam, their own brother, for a little amount. Darahima ma'duda. Allah says a few countable darahim they sold him for, a few countable silver coins. Alama Qurtubi says that the price was 20 dirhams. They sold him for 20 dirhams, each brother took 2 dirhams, they distributed these silver coins amongst themselves. وَكَانُوا فِيهِ مِنَ الزَّاهِدِينَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and they were disinterested in him. That is the brothers. They were completely disinterested in Yusuf alayhi salam, that they sold him for such a small amount. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding.